Welcome to the Other Black Music here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm going to have a guest in the studio today for the Other Black Music World Cup show, Mr. Steve Rossi. You want to say hello?
Hey, nice to be here. All right, Long-time fan of the show.
Let me get your headset in a minute, too. Hey, so he's going to help me out. He's good at doing stuff like I can't do, like remember names, so that'll be very helpful to me. we'll play some music, soccer-themed music, and talk a little bit about the World Cup. Really both kind of into soccer. He knows more about it than I do. I just really like watching it a lot. So stay tuned. Crank it up. Call your friends. Stick the speakers in the window. Share with your neighbors. And enjoy.
When in despair, don't take to the air.
All right, we'll come back and talk to you in a minute, but first I'm going to start out with a tune as we celebrate the win today by Ghana. And we're going to do a tune called Straight to the Top, and it's going to featuring Ghanaian artists Ashti and Batman and Talal.
Let me hear your voice. Let them know Blasters is your choice. We go going all out to the top. They're gonna climb every mountain. They're gonna cross every river.
Graybeard here with the other black music, the motherland influence minister of soccer, football. Steve Rossi here to help me out today. How you doing?
Hey, nice to see you. Thanks for having me back.
No problem. And talk a little bit about football, and I'll play some music inspired by football and soccer. First of all, you heard from two songs out of Ghana. That last one was from King Ayasoba and the tune Champion No Easy. You got to train hard to be a champion of any sport, but they were picking soccer, that one, but they were pretty much talking about everything. And then before that, straight to the top, I think it might be like the official Ghanaian team song for this year, as done by Talal, with some help from Batman. All right, so what do you want to start out talking about here? Well,
since you mentioned Ghana, I was happy they won today.
Oh, yeah, I got my Ghana shirt on.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Looks great. You're ready to step on the pitch.
Yeah, and I had an eye-opener how much these things cost, too.
But no, I was really – I discounted their chances when Michael Essien got hurt a month or so ago. And, he's such a great player, and he's their leader. And they have about 8 or 9 guys that are 21 or younger on the roster.
I think they're, like, second youngest team, I think they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Essien, I think he is so well-respected. I think a lot of people consider him one of the best players in the world. So he's not underrated, but I think if it's possible to underrate a great player, he's underrated. I think he's like one of the top 5 players in the world myself. And when he went down with that injury, that for me, I thought, there's it for Ghana. But, hey, credit to Ghana today.
Yeah, I was really hoping to see him play. But, yeah, they still pick it up. So that was pretty good. That referee had a good eye because I did not see that handball originally. But,
well, unusually, the refs have gotten a good rating so far this tournament. They've got a lot of it right so far. Yeah. It's very surprising. So.
But you have any picks?
Well, I'm kind of one of those conventional wisdom guys. I like Spain and I like Brazil and of course Argentina. I think two of those three will get through to the final.
Okay.
And Holland. You can't discount Holland either. But can I just say one thing about England?
Yeah.
The only people that think England is a contender are the English. And there's one other group that thinks they're a contender. The people in this country that have bought the myth that the English invented football.
I was hearing about that this morning.
I mean, they might have 2 or 3 players that would be wanted on the true powers. I mean, I can't think of any English player that Brazil or Argentina would want, or Spain. And it's amazing how everyone thinks in this country. You know, I'm glad they're a good team. They're better than us. I mean, it was good that we got the tie, don't get me wrong. But they're not this big, huge superpower in soccer. Uruguay has a better international record than England. I mean, Uruguay's won 2 World Cups. England's won 1. And no one talks about Uruguay being a threat to win this. Yeah. So, sorry, English fans, you're overrated. And yesterday basically proved it.
Okay. The number here. Actually, if you do want to call, the number here is 804-649-9737, 649-9737. No, we're not going to put you on the air. All right.
Well, that's my last opinion, okay? I'll do the facts from here on out.
So you do think USA should at least advance out of that round?
You know what? And the other thing about the England game, the hype was great to help popularize the sport here.
Yeah, yeah.
The big game in our group from the U.S. perspective is the Slovenia game. If you consider that we're rated 2 and they're rated 3 in the group, whoever wins that game has the best chance of advancing since the top 2 teams advance. And so that is the big game. Always has been, always will be in this particular group. The point against England was great, but beating Slovenia is it. And especially since Slovenia won today, it's even more important that we win.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. Yeah. For both England and U.S.
I mean, a tie against Slovenia would keep us in it, but then we would be relying on England to beat them in the third game. Hmm. So we want to have matters in our own hands.
Yeah, do it yourself. All right, let's play some more music. I got one here from Gnarls Barkley, a tune Going On. You want to explain a little bit about that one?
I know people probably don't want to hear it, so they want to get some music. Can I just say one thing about this?
Mm-hmm.
This is for my friend Travis.
Oh, okay. Well, you can say that.
I would like to talk about the ad later, though.
Okay. Well, yeah, anyway, you're probably wondering why I'm playing this tune. Yeah, it's actually used on, what was it?
The Puma ad.
Yeah, used in the Puma ad. I think I made the ad, if not Puma. Very popular. All right, here we go. Gnarls Barkley Going On.
Something we got to believe in. Connect the cause and the fact. One foot in Jesus performed my to-do list. But every once in a while I think about her and smile on the few things I do miss. But baby, I've got to go. Baby, I've got to know. Baby, I've got to prove it. And I'll see you when you get there. But I'm going all
right. That was Kanaan, I believe, originally out of Somalia or of Somalia descent. And you have to read the titles of some of these songs. That tune was called Waving Flag. And it says official theme song, official World Cup theme song, but I think that's like the official Pepsi World Cup theme song or something like that. and what I played, before that was Gnarls Barkley tune Going On. That's using the Puma ad. So that's a couple of ads for you. Sorry, don't mean to be promoting anybody. So.
But that Puma ad is just fantastic. It's just, it exemplifies the rhythm and the passion of football, soccer. And I have nothing against Nike. I wear Nike products. But, they have this high production value ad going on. Everyone's probably seen it. It's 3 minutes. They've chopped it up into different versions. But you can see the whole three-minute ad sometimes. They're showing it at halftime, the whole 3 minutes. Or you can see it online. And big name stars, the whole thing. And that's great, but to me, that's like top down. And what's the stars telling you what to buy? Whereas the Puma ad is just great. It's grassroots. It's kids playing soccer and idolizing the heroes that are on their country's national teams now, and the rhythm of the game and simplicity, playing in the streets, playing in dirt fields, and it's just soccer. That's what soccer's all about. And the Puma ad is just captures that spirit where you could just put the ball down, play anywhere, anytime, and just get into the rhythm and the joy of the game. Because soccer is about joy, and that's why there's so much great music associated with soccer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my favorite sport, table tennis, I can't find that many. I can find songs, just not that many good ones. Actually, someone come out of Brazil, surprisingly. They write good sports songs in Brazil. We'll play some of those a little while, too.
I didn't know that about Brazil. That'll be big when the Olympics are there, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope that goes off well for them.
Yeah, they got a lot on their plate because they have the World Cup after the Olympics.
Jeez. Oh, man, the World Cup in Brazil. You imagine going to that?
Yeah, that'll be a party.
Wow. All right, so we're up here talking about soccer, playing soccer music, and watching the Germany. Come on.
Australia.
Thank you. Germany, Australia. Well, yeah, it kind of almost doesn't matter.
And you thought I insulted England.
Sorry, Australia. They used to broadcast a show in Australia, didn't they? The station went all country. All right. Let's go back to some more music. Here's one of my favorite soccer songs. This is a group, I think they're originally out of a Democratic Republic of Congo. And then I think they moved to Zambia, I believe it was. Or South Africa. I'm not sure which one. Oh, yeah. I can remember playing some South Africa songs, too. Anyway, it's called a group called Real Sounds of Africa and a tune, Soccer Fan.
The success story continues. New records are created.
right. We're still talking football here with some behind the songs. You are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. DJ Greybeard here every other Sunday with the other black music, bringing you just that. And we're doing the World Cup special today. And I got my friend here, Steve Rossi, helped me out with some World Cup and soccer talk. And first, like to let you know that WRIR is functioning properly because of a trade with friends, a trade with our friends at Aaron's Cleaning Service, formerly Franz. Aaron's Cleaning Service offers a variety of services for your home or office, including one-time or routine cleanings, professional floor care, including strip, wax, and buff, large or small jobs. They do windows, walls, kitchens, and baths. Aaron's Cleaning Service is bonded and insured. For more information, you may call 804-232-7766. And don't forget, the number here is 804-649-9737. You can see the track list by going to WRIR.org. Click the blog at The Other Black Music. And we'll do a little more soccer talk. We were talking about
the host country, of course. And what a great story, South Africa hosting it. And, I was telling you, I was skeptical when it was announced they were going to host it. I just thought, they're too young of a country, probably not the most prosperous, and to build all those stadiums and get all the infrastructure ready. And they have a crime problem and all this sort of stuff. And lo and behold, man, it's just going off without a hitch. Everyone is having a joyous time, whether it's the fans, the players, the coaches, the broadcasters. Everyone is just totally enthralled. And just what a great representation of the country and the continent, and what a beautiful country. I don't think as many people, at least maybe I'm a little ignorant on my geography, but I didn't realize how beautiful it was. The panoramic shots they're showing on television are just unbelievable. And, you still have nature and urban mixing. I don't know if you probably saw this in the paper, but the U.S. team was roadblocked by an elephant.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty funny.
So, what a great sight. And then they went to a preserve or a zoo. I don't know what they would call it over there. And two giraffes escaped while the U.S. team was there visiting. And they're rummaging, they're jogging through the parking lot, and the players are trying to, get out of the way of the Jurassic. Good thing no one got injured. But anyway, what a great story. And more importantly, what it just means to the people. And, from a soccer perspective, this is going to be great for South African football. They've been down for some time, and hopefully this will generate more enthusiasm. Not that enthusiasm wasn't there, but, just get more kids wanting to play and wanting to excel and boost their program, as well as the other African countries. And not that they need a whole lot of help. I mean, some of the best teams in the country are coming from Africa, but it is just so heartwarming to see all that.
Yeah. Who do you think the best African team might be?
I would say Ivory Coast. But then again, Drogba with his injury, hopefully he can play.
God, so many people get injured.
Yeah, well, that was just so inexcusable by the Japanese guy that did that in that supposedly a friendly a week before the tournament starts. And the guy comes in with his boot exposed, cleats exposed, waist high, and just smashes his arm. What's that all about? So, that Japanese guy should have been suspended for the entire tournament, as far as I'm concerned. But Ivory Coast, of course, the best team, but they're in the toughest group by unluck of the draw, with Brazil and Portugal.
That's the one they call a group of death this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and the fourth team in that group is interesting, in North Korea, who no one knows anything about. And
I've been joking around, still waiting for my North Korea jersey to come in.
Right. And the results are not being broadcast in North Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're going to, just like when Kim Jong-il played golf for the first time of his life and shot an 18, mm-hmm. I'm sure they don't want the public to know the real thing, so they can come back and say North Korea probably won the World Cup. But North Korea's already got caught cheating. They wanted to get an extra striker on the roster, and by the rules, you have a 23-man roster, three of whom must be goalkeepers.
Right.
They listed one of their forwards as a goalkeeper. FIFA said, that's fine, but he has to play goalkeeper. So so now they only have two legitimate goalkeepers, and one of their best strikers can't play in the field. So
great.
That's North Korea for you.
All right, let's get some more music here. Once again, you're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Here's one for the D.C. United folks. It's a group out of D.C., and we're going to hear a tune called the group called US3 or Us3. I think they call themselves US3. We're going to hear a tune, Kick This. It's Oh, kind of half boasting, but using a soccer theme to do it.
I got soul and I got goals and I got fans, got plans of taking my team to the top and stands of people watch me when I kick this. My style's so fly, you can call it a discus. My skills are easy to see, so don't try to heckle me like a chimpanzee. I get paid to play and I'm good at my work, so let's go toe to toe cause I'm claiming the turf. Cause this is my craft, don't step to my team, yo, cause I'ma start kicking it like Ronaldinho and get down to business and logistics. Here's a hot beat, check it out, just kick it.
Every time I turn around, I'm on the ground. Why is everybody kicking me when I'm down? You can help me land, but won't give me your hand. Said it's against the rules, cool, I understand. He wants me to roll as long as he's in control. But when he's not, he wanna stop me from reaching my goal. Even your soul is hard and cold. But I get it, at any minute, you're gonna be wanting to kick it.
In this game, I run to the rhythm and kick this. For you to intercept, then as quick as a misfit. I'm gone without a trace, got places to go to. A new mic to rock and a record to flow to. So let me sum it all up like this. When I got goals to reach, my team don't miss. My crew is coming and you know I come with it. You better step it up, homeboy, just kick it.
Now we refuse to lose and we make our own rules. Cause my crew's like the popular kids in school. So you think you're cool and you like our team. And to kick it with us is your lifelong dream. Well, we're the in crowd, no scrubs allowed. Don't cry foul, you're running with the big boys now. Just like running the halls or playing the wall. When they come, you either run or you're taking a fall. But not us, because we're shaking and faking no more. My crew's on the ball, we don't break down the stall. And ain't afraid to brawl, all for one, one for all. So if y'all ain't with it, forget it, we can't kick it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Last one from Gadji Saleh, former footballer and out of Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, singing a tune about the Cameroonian elephants. Elephant Story from Gadji Saleh. And what did I have before that? Oh, Paris Prado, Mambo Football, Mambo the Football before that one, coming out of Cuba. So what are we talking about now? We're talking about soccer and soccer music, playing some soccer music for the World Cup.
Well, the elephant song was appropriate because the U.S. team got roadblocked by a couple elephants the other day when they were traveling. People probably saw that in the media. But we were talking about, before the last break, we were talking about Didier Drogba, broken arm, and you know the rise of African football and how competitive the teams are. And some of the best players in the European leagues are coming from Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire and just Senegal. A lot of the African countries are supplying great players to the English league, and the Spanish league, Italian league.
Egypt's not in this one, is it? Are they?
I'm sorry?
Egypt
okay. Got eliminated by Algeria.
That's right. That was a big controversy on that
right.
one.
Yeah, the Egyptian fans tried to basically murder the Algerian team by throwing bricks through their team bus and stuff.
They could take it seriously there?
Yeah, just a little bit. But I think it's we were talking during the music, this is Red Sunday. If you're taping the games, we won't blow it for you, but there's been a red card in each of the three games so far today. So we're calling it Red Sunday. But this, yeah, there's a lot of topics. You're asking if the, we're talking about diving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was asking if they had a award for best player of the tournament, and also did they have an award for the best actor in the tournament?
They should. There's always some world class acting in what we call diving in soccer, but no, they do have a lot of awards. They have, you know, the top three players are named. They have the best 11 that they name at the end of the tournament. They have a technical staff that rates all the players, and they. It's really, the FIFA takes it seriously, and they have the best goalkeeper award, the best valuable player, the top three goal scorers, best defensive player, all sorts of awards. So, but I think you know, we're seeing a tournament that so far I thought it'd be a little more high scoring because it's late fall, early winter there in South Africa, and the cooler temperatures were supposed to make for more attacking football because the players can work harder. It's not like if the tournament was in Europe or here right now where it'd be, you know, 90 degrees and you just can't run as hard for as long a period of time. Everyone was suggesting that the cooler temperatures would make for a higher work rate and more attacking football. But we've only seen maximum of two goals in any game so far.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen.
That Nigeria game, man, they could have... They got like half of those that they missed. They had plenty of chances to score in that.
Yeah,
game, man.
Yeah. I think there will be more goals than not before all is said and done. There's always that feeling out process, especially in the first game. Teams just don't want to lose that first game. They're very cautious because they don't want to get behind the eight ball. You only have three games to get as many points as you can to advance to the next round. So I think the second game for each team will be a lot more explosive, I think, because everyone will know where they stand and if they need to come out and attack to win. Or, you know, so I think we'll have a lot more goals starting in the second game.
All right. All right, let's play another song before the top of the hour. Once again, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And Steve Rossi is in the studio with me, DJ Greybeard, doing some commentary for World Cup and in soccer in general. And we're playing some soccer music. Here's one. We had talked about Algeria attacking the Egyptians. Here's an appropriate one from Tipper Ire out of Jamaica, football hooligan. He doesn't like them.
Now this lyric is dedicated to all football hooligan. All riff-raff and ruffian who walk up and down the terrorized people on a football stand. Right now, Tipper Ire, I assure you, you're wrong. Hey. The shame and disgrace on the land. Me to tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. Understand me about the shame and disgrace on the land. People I me in a shame and disgrace on the land. Cause what a big shame on the country England. People have to wonder, me say, what's going on. In a football game, me say, man, I kill man. Know me a talk about football hooligan. Like them youth, man, them don't give a damn. They not care about the whole of the innocent one. Only thing them want to keep the competition. That's the only thing them know for give them satisfaction. Come from around the world, English clubs get a ban. And it's all because of few immature young man. When they get you pants, I lick them, it's a in them system. They say, come on lads, I'm ready now, you start round one. And all hooligan, them have offensive weapon. Them outnumber the police, why 10 to 1? So the public no safe, that you must understand. That's why it is a shame and disgrace for the land. Make a tell you about the shame and disgrace for the land. Understand them about the shame and disgrace for the land. People are in a shame and disgrace for the land. Now the rest part of the story now just begun. I am not from a son or the guardian. I am a MC with Chad Pansaxan. Me day in a me yard, me say with my woman. The two of us together watching television. If I can remember right, it was BBC One. And the European final was in session. Liverpool and Juventus were the team in action. I can't remember who was giving commentation. But the commentator was a shock as I man. The all of a sudden, me say something went wrong. Them letting Liverpool with Juventus fan. And straight away it caused one big commotion. The Juventus supporters started to scram. And straight into a brick wall, none of them ran. The wall it collapsed and it took 40 man. That's why it is a shame and disgrace on the land. Make a tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. People are really in a shame and disgrace on the land. Understand me about the shame and disgrace on the land. Could you imagine this ladies and gentlemen? Cause you is a
a wife who have a husband who went to a match with him two children and threw some riffraff and rastafiana who walk up and down with the two caps on your husband and your two kids dead and could you imagine yourself in that situation? It must be the work of the devil Satan. This lyric dedicated to all hooligan. Say don't kill a person for no reason. That even if your team are lose 7-1, it's not the end of the world, life still goes on. Them tear up the seat, them down a lieutenant. To fix that up, it a go cost no grana. And down a Bradford, me said, what happened? Mommy, you them burn down a whole complete stand. That's why it is a shame on this fierce candleland. I can tell you about the shame on this fierce candleland. Understand me about the shame on this fierce candleland. If I hear it in a shame on this fierce candleland.